Good morning, you're listening to CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. A federal program to protect big game migration corridors on private land is expanding in the West. It's already in place in Colorado. The Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Mersbach reports.
Throughout the West, a large portion of big game habitat is on private land. So federal money is funneling through states to landowners
to do habitat work on their land, or to put their land into a conservation easement.
Wyoming Game and Fish Director Angie Bruce says that includes changing fences to make it easier for antelope or mule deer to go under or over, or paying landowners rent to preserve grasslands. Wyoming has had the program since 2022, thanks to millions of dollars from the U.S. Agriculture Department. Colorado and Idaho joined the following year, and now Utah. Bruce says states can measure how the program is working with GPS collars. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Mersbach.
Arapaho Basin's closure today marks the end of the ski season in the state. CPR's Tina C. reports.
A Basin is the sole ski area open in Colorado, boasting the longest season in the state. But it's still closing nearly a month earlier than it did last year. This past winter's warm temperatures and a historically low snowpack wreaked havoc on resorts. Most opened later than usual and closed up earlier than expected. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.